This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Jax from Game On, which is coming up straight after us at 6 o'clock tonight. You're going to be really impressed with me because I found this song. Can I play it for you?
You can. Yeah. Yes, well, that is the introduction to our first guest in what is my segment on Joy Drive.
So,
because there's so much happening in sport this week, I thought, why not have a bit of sport on Joy Drive?
You know what? You're always welcome to bring a bit of sport on
much.
Joy Drive. But hang on a sec. After 9 years of Pride Game traditions between the Swans and the Saints, am I right? The Sydney Swans have found a new dance partner.
They have. Now, hopefully they get to do the big dance again, which is the grand final with a dance partner. But for the time being, on Saturday, the 2nd of August, is going to be a home game at the SCG between the Sydney Swans and Essendon the Bombers, you just heard there, and Tess Gilfeder, President Purple Bombers, the LGBTQIA plus supporter group, official of Essendon, is here to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show. Tess, how are you?
Hi, Jack. Hi, Warren. I'm great. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. So you must be quite excited about what's happening in AFL.
How did the switch come apart?
The countdown is on. Yeah, the countdown's on for this weekend. We were approached by the Swans a few months ago, letting us know that they were looking for a new partner for Pride Round this year. And, of course, we jumped at the chance because it's a great opportunity to celebrate Pride, to team up with another really active Pride supporter group in the Rainbow Swans. Do something big and bold and beautiful in the way that only the queer community can.
Jax and Tess, I've got to ask you, what are the Purple Bombers? Because I thought the Bombers had red.
And black.
Black.
Good point. What's the history?
I know something about football. Tell us about what's the Purple Bombers?
Yeah, so Purple Bombers came about, we're going on about 12 years now, and the reason we chose purple to be our colour for our supporter group is that purple is the official coming out colour, and we wanted to make a statement about the fact that everyone should be able to be out and proud when they're at the footy, when they're supporting footy. We've not had an out player in the AFL, and we want to make it a safe space that, one day when the time comes that we hopefully will have players that feel comfortable, coming out in the league, but also that the supporters know that they are welcome and it's a place where they can be their authentic selves.
So, of course, glad to say there's also the Rainbow Swans, which is the Sydney Swans official supporter group. So I'm just wondering, for those who can't get to the game in Sydney, I believe there's a watch party down here in Melbourne. So will the Rainbow Swans and the Purple Bombers be congregating together to cheer your teams on at the quarter house?
Well, certainly in Sydney we'll be unifying, but here in Melbourne, just for our Purple Bombers supporters. But, Swans fans also welcome. We won't be turning anyone away. But, yes, anyone who can't make it up to Sydney, head along to Quarter House in Docklands this Saturday, arvo from 3:30. We've got a great private space on the rooftop with big screens. So we'll be watching the game. There'll be food, drinks. Just come along to celebrate Pride and cheer on the Bombers.
So I was just wondering, Tess, what sort of involvement do you have with the Bombers as the supporter group? I believe you had an event in Marvel Stadium, you had Ida Hobbit Day, so you are quite involved with the club.
Yeah, the club and Purple Bombers have a long history of working together ever since our inception. When it comes to Pride games each year, that's something that we plan together. For the first time in many years, we now have a Pride membership that you can purchase directly through the club. So just as you would purchase your normal AFL membership, you go through the club and you can become a Purple Bombers member. And with that, you get, some like a merch pack and you get access to Purple Bombers events such as the Ida Hobbit event we had at Marvel. We've also got a fundraiser event that we're planning for later in the year. and other things earlier in the year, such as Midsummer, that we always get involved in. So, yeah, the club have been super supportive of the work that we do, and really showing their commitment to diversity and inclusion and celebrating Pride.
We're chatting with Tess Gilfelder, President of the Purple Bombers, Essendon's official LGBTIQA plus supporter group, about this year's AFL Men's Pride Game and the role of visibility in sport. Now, Tess, I understand, do the players get to design the Pride jerseys as well?
For the AFLW, we normally provide a design for a Pride Guernsey that we kind of collaborate with the club on. Unfortunately, we don't have a Pride Guernsey this year just because we did leave it a bit late when we got the offer from Sydney. But, you know, never fear, the supporters will be there in all their rainbow gear. There'll be lots of Pride messaging and things around the ground to really make it known that it's a the game's about celebrating Pride. And one of the things I'm most excited about is that both the Swans and the Bombers teams will be running out through a joint banner this year, which is something you don't see very often.
Unity and inclusion. I love it.
Yeah, so it was an idea that we had to sort of show some unity that, you know, we're all in it together, and we can unite for something like Pride to show that we all stand as one.
I love that. I reckon that's how it should be for all games from now on. You're setting the standard, Tess.
Do you think there'll ever be a Pride round? Because, of course, this is coming up the 10th year now, the Pride game.
Yeah, we'd love to see that. The AFLW have been great at embracing a full-on Pride round with every single team getting involved with a rainbow Guernsey. They have been super embracing of the Pride round. The men's, we've seen lots of Pride games club by club over the years, but we haven't quite nailed the joining it all together in the one round. So it's something that we're certainly working towards, and Purple Bombers, along with the many other Pride supporter groups across the league, form the AFL Pride Collective, and that's something that we regularly discuss and about working towards a fully-fledged Pride round, hopefully in the near future.
So, Tess, when can we catch the Pride game?
So it's this Saturday, Bombers versus Swans in Sydney. The game starts at 4. If you're in Melbourne, come along to Quarter House from 3:30 to watch it on the big tellies. If you're in Sydney, get along to the game, and there's even an after party back at Swans HQ after, if anyone is around.
Jax come
and
go.
Yeah, there's going to be drag queens, there's going to be a DJ. If you're interested in coming along to either the events in Sydney or the event here in Melbourne, jump on to Purple Bombers social media or website for all the details.
Awesome. Thanks, Tess Gilfelder, President of Purple Bombers. Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive. Looking forward to having you on the show and hearing all about it. I'd say hopefully you have a win, but unfortunately I've got Tom Harley, the CEO of the Sydney Swans, on my show later. So if he hears this, I can't really – I have to be on the fence, unfortunately.
Win, lose, or draw. We're just happy to celebrate Pride.
But it's a win for the rainbow community.
Thank you, Tess.
Absolutely. Thanks, both. See
you. Thank you, Jax. What else is coming up on Game On tonight?
Yes, well,
6 o'clock.
I
haven't finished the most inclusive sports show
in the world.
Radio in the world.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah, well, a bit of a AFL show today, actually. We've got, as I said, Tom Harley, Chief Executive Officer, Sydney Swans, coming on to talk about what the Swans are doing and the support for the rainbow community up there. And, of course, Tom Harley will be leaving the Swans in October and joining the AFL as a COO. So interesting to see if he takes that inclusion philosophy to the wider AFL. That's at 6:17. Then we have Maddie Crowley Long.
I pressed play.
We'll be on talking about Pride in the AFL in Queensland and the W Clubs. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the game in Melbourne, Tessa Lavi, Olympian owner of Avery Melbourne and co-founder of the W Club, Alpha Richmond player, has got a venue for you in Aberford.
Fantastic, Jack.
I did it.
You did it. Well done. Thank you. And we'll catch you at 6 o'clock, straight after the news.
That's
game
right.
On Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.